are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are taking your calls, your comments, anything you want to talk about today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I am looking right now at a website that allows students to find sugar daddies to pay for their college. And I think sugar mamas. Boy, they have websites for everything. All right, I'm going to read what this is about on break and then tell you what that means. Also, it looks like just because you become rich, it doesn't mean you get class. Looks like a lottery winner from years ago in California has been found to have been starving his animals, including his horses. So, what's it? You can't bring the trash to the... What's that saying? Yeah. Anyway, he's trash. You don't starve your horses. You won $40 million in the California lottery. We're also going to talk about how there is MRI evidence that when you drink alcohol, your brain shrinks. And for many of you gentlemen considering having a prostatectomy to cure your prostate cancer, they have come up with a way to do the surgery that will salvage your nerves so you don't lose your erections, which has been a huge problem for many men who have been contemplating having the surgery or just doing radiation, because nobody wants the erectile dysfunction that you get after the surgery. Very difficult to avoid. So if they could do the surgery without causing erectile dysfunction, would be nice, wouldn't it? And at the bottom of the hour, we are going to start going through the medical tax deductions that you could take off for this year's taxes. I just talked about that in the previous hour. So for anybody that missed the first hour, they'll be able to get that in the second hour. And if you can't wait till the bottom of the hour to listen to it, or you're sick of my show by then, I urge you to, on a day when you aren't sick of my show, to please go to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com has all my archives, podcasts, etc. So you can listen to the show when you work out. You can listen to the show when you're trying to go to sleep. Okay? And for those of you that want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right. So drinking alcohol shrinks critical brain regions in genetically vulnerable mice. Okay. Now, they're kind of cute. I'm looking at these little MRIs of these little mice brains. They did brain scans of two strains of mice imbibing significant quantities of alcohol. Do they hold a mug? All right. And it revealed serious shrinkage. We're talking about the brain. No, we're going to talk about erectile dysfunction later. We're talking about the brain. It revealed serious shrinkage in some brain regions, but only in mice lacking a particular type of receptor of dopamine, which is the brain's reward chemical. This study was conducted at the U.S. Department of Energy's Brookhaven National Laboratory and published this year. Now, this is coming from Science Daily. They say new evidence that these dopamine receptors, known as DRD2, R2D2, known as DRD2, may play a protective role against alcohol-induced brain damage. So those people that have dopamine receptors may have some protection. That's interesting. Okay, so they say half of each group drank plain water, while the other half drank a 20% ethanol solution for 6 months. Then son, I tell you, these mice. Then scientists performed MRIs, magnetic resonance imaging scans, on all the mice and compared the scans of those drinking alcohol with those from the water drinkers in each group. I bet the water drinkers are pretty ticked. I wonder what the scans of the liver look like. The scan showed that chronic alcohol drinking induced significant overall brain atrophy, which is a decrease in size, and specific shrinkage of the cerebral cortex and thalamus. And size matters with your thalamus, let me tell you that, in the mice that lack dopamine D2 receptors, but not in the mice with normal receptor levels. Mice in both groups had drunk the same amount of alcohol. So what does this mean? It means the pattern of brain damage mimics a unique aspect of brain pathology observed in human alcoholics. All right. So basically, based on your receptors and how your brain is built, you may have significant shrinkage of your brain with alcohol, or you may not, which is true. You know, when I MRI people or scan them, because, you know, for a variety of issues, looking for MS, looking for tumors, evaluating sinus headaches, etc., some people are really shrunk. You know, they have atrophy of their cerebral cortex. You see the shrinking because the brain usually goes as close to the skull as possible. And when you have more space between the brain and the wall of the skull, that means the brain shrunk. So, I mean, we assume, you could also tell that there's a little bit of atrophy. You know, some people wonder, well, what if I just have a small brain? I guess it could happen. But there's a way for these radiologists to tell that it's atrophy. There's a look to it. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. Your brain looks good, but the other guy's brain didn't. So it is. You can't treat all people the same. I've told you that. Not all patients are the same. Not all people are the same. They say the fact that only mice that lack the dopamine D2 receptors experience brain damage in the study. Oh, that's right. Having the receptor makes it worse. That's right. Suggests that DRD2s may be protective against brain atrophy from chronic alcohol exposure. I'm not getting this. I'm confused. All right. You know what? It's my fault for trying to read this from a science journal. I need these things dumbed down for me if I'm going to read it on air. Oh, that was ridiculous. R2D2, thalamus, cerebral cortex, prostatectomy. I'm confused. Mice drinking alcohol? Maybe that's a problem. Maybe you have to drink alcohol to understand the journal article. Oh, they got to make this way easy on us. All right. Okay, this is an easy article. All right, there was a university student that got kicked out of college for his essay. Well, he did the essay. He turned it in on time, right? He's from Oakland University, but it was the content. It was a hot for teacher essay. Now, the student is a 56-year-old, Joe Corlett, admits his writings during an advanced critical writing class contained sexual fantasies about his teacher. And I guess he took this from the Hot for Teacher song from Van Halen's 1984 album. I cannot read parts of it, but it has to do with some sort of sexual acts with him and the teacher. I'd fail him. I'd kick him out of the class. You don't do that. All right. Don't go away. We got more medical news when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Here, not only do I talk too much, we got goats talking. And what's interesting is goats apparently have accents. Yeah, we're talking about little baa goats. They say a study of young goats found that their social environment can shape the way they call. And they actually pick up accents from one another. Researchers say that their results could have implications for our understanding of the evolution of vocal learning, or as it is known in humans, speech. Why do they do that? You know, are they trying to add an extra participle to make the sentence longer? Just say, of our understanding the evolution of speech. They say the ability to learn a range of sounds and modify them according to the environment was thought to be reserved for only certain animals and birds, etc. But if even goats can make certain sounds and certain calls, they are capable of a rudimentary form of vocal learning, again, speech. All right, so what did they do? This is cool. Wait a second, we got to have fun with this. Really? Really, goats with accents? Okay, let's do Jamaican, man. Hey, man, bah. Bah, man. Let's try British. I would like to share a spot of tea, bah, with you. Okay, sorry. Leah, let's try little southern accent. Y'all can't do the accent like I can. Bah. All right, so I guess that's what they're doing. I don't know. Researchers compared the calls made by full and half-sibling pygmy goats living in different social groups when they were 1 week old and 5 week old. 5 weeks old. And 1 week, the kids' calls showed limited similarities to other members of the group. But by 5 weeks old, the kids in the same group made calls with overall structures that were more similar. Most important, the half-siblings living in the same groups made more similar call over time. So I guess it's the social environment and not their genetics that are making them do it. All right, let's do a Middle Eastern. Sorry, I'm trying to do this. Wait, let me see if I could do Latina. Let me see. How do I do that? You know, in Zorro, I gotta work it in my mind before we do it. You know, like, in Zorro, it was Alejandro de la Vega. Let's see the Zorro movie goat with Alejandro de la Vega. I think it's sexy. I think this is sexy. So if these goats want to have accents, all the power to them. All right, let's go to this new prostate surgery. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Talia Show. We talk about everything on the show. Science, entertainment, prostates. Yeah, you know, whatever keeps me on air and doesn't get me fired. I gotta tell you, I really could have gotten fired in the last segment. You know that. Here I am. I'm supposed to decipher these scientific journals, and I completely don't understand what they're talking about with the receptors. Are the receptors good or bad? And I just got thrown off with that whole R2-D2 stuff. Don't be doing R2-D2 or Tatooine or putting C-3PO in the article, because I'm going to just, you know, go off on a tangent mentally and think about Star Wars, and I won't be able to, you know, get through the article. So we'll see. I don't think I'll get fired. You know, well, Donovan's working the dials. Just kiss up to Donovan. Hi, Donovan. Donovan is so nice. Okay. Okay. Poor Donovan. Oh, no, he's writing me up. Oh, he's writing me up. I'm a dead woman. All right. Well, you know what? However long I get to be on air, let's make the best of it. So a nerve-sparing prostate surgery helps men retain their sexual function. Oh, this is good. This is good. They say most men who have surgery for prostate cancer can still achieve orgasm. Maybe I need this surgery. All right, let's get serious. Come on. Okay, as long as the nerves around the prostate gland are not removed, these men can achieve orgasm. Researchers from Cornell University say a man's age and the number of his nerves that are spared will play a role in his ability to climax. The study followed a 400 men who underwent the procedure to remove their prostate, known as robot-assisted laparoscopic radical prostatectomy. I hope the robot washes his hands. This was done between 2005 and 2007 for an average of 3 years. Men were about average 60 years old and were able to have an orgasm or climax before the procedure. I mean, not with the robot in the room. It was probably, you know, when they were at home, right? Okay. 74%. Sorry. I'm trying to get through this. Okay. Got to deal with the straight face. This is important stuff, people. Come on. No giggles. This is really important. Prostate surgery and prostate cancer. 74% of the men were able to have their nerves spared bilaterally on both sides of the prostate. Of those men, 91% experienced no change in their ability to achieve orgasm following the surgery, meaning it was successful. About 13% of the men had their nerves spared on only one side. Of that 13%, 82% of the men were still able to climax. Another 12%, I'm assuming they tested the climax with the robot out of the room and them being, you know, in a separate room. Oh, I'm going to get fired. All right. Another 12% had little or no nerve sparing, with 62% of them still being able to achieve orgasm. Okay. Now, the study is published in the February issue of BJUI. I'm assuming that's going to be the British Journal of Urological Icelanders. They said, BJUI. Why don't they tell us what that journal is? British Journal, maybe of Urinary Incontinence. Maybe the I is incontinence. Oh my gosh. All right. Okay. So let's end this quickly, but before I lead you guys to more giggles. All right. I can't tell you how many of my patients are extremely upset that the prostate cancer was ever found. All right. It's frustrating. This is the root of the whole controversy of even evaluated for the PSA. PSA is high, or the PSA jumps a certain amount. And I've talked to you guys, right? I've talked to you gentlemen about PSA levels. Let's say your PSA normal is between 0 and 4. Let's say your PSA level is 2 this year. So you're like, oh, great, my PSA is 2. It's normal. But what if last year your PSA was 0.5? A jump from 0.5 to 2 is alarming. Any jump of a half a unit, 0.5, in 1 year requires a referral to a urologist. So if your PSA is 2 and you were 1.5 or below last year, I don't care if it's in the normal range. Something's up. And our last three prostate cancer patients we found in our office all had normal PSAs. I just didn't like the jump. So we diagnose it. We find out, you know, the staging. It gets discussed. Some people are, you know what, cut it out. I don't want the cancer. Cut it out. Take it out. I'll live with it. Other people are, I'm only 52, Dahlia. What should I do? You know, I love my wife, and we got multiple decades left on our sex life. All right? And they may go for the radiation, the pellets. They may do a watch and see, like I think the U.S. Task Force has been recommending to save the government and insurance companies money. Okay, I don't really like the watch and see, all right, because what are we watching for? Well, we're watching for a rise in PSA. Well, most of the patients I send already had a dramatic rise. I don't really like to send the soft ones. I send the ones where I'm like something's up. But I can understand that. I mean, if I had a prostate, I probably would have wanted it taken out of me not having the ability to enjoy sex or to perform it. I mean, that's huge. That's important. So if they actually have a nerve-sparing surgery, and they've been doing robotic prostatectomies for a while now, these robotic-assisted laparoscopic, what does that mean? Well, it means rather than cutting you open, right, laparoscopically, they get these little, they put these little trocars in you. They make these little baby incisions. They put a, like a tube in there, and then they feed the camera through. So while they're watching on camera, they have another arm going in. I mean, not a whole arm, a, trocar, but they have another, like the robotic arm, which is small. Okay. Don't think of your arm, going in there and then working while we're watching on camera. And of course the doctor is there. Yeah. No, there's people in the room. Don't worry. There's people in the room. Trust me. Yeah. Somebody has to watch the robot. And, you know, a doctor, most likely a urologist is managing this. And, you know, if they're able to do this and preserve the nerves that you need to feed your reflex and your, you know, the ability for you to, and we've talked about what has to happen. You have to have the blood going in. You need the blood staying there and not coming out, which is why these medicines like Viagra, Levitra, Cialis have found a huge place in the market because they maintain your erection by keeping the blood flow there. You know, they do that more. It's not that they give you the erection. It's that they help you maintain it. That's why people failed trying to use that medicine as an aphrodisiac in women. It doesn't make the blood come there right away. What it does is when you're stimulated, it helps keep the blood there. And that's how the erection stays. So I got to admit, this is a huge breakthrough. Because then maybe people won't be afraid to have the surgery to have the cancerous prostate removed because they could still enjoy a love life. All right. When we come back, let's hit medical tax deductions. What can you write off on your taxes this year on the Dr. Dahlia Show? 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is a review of things that you could deduct medically from your tax return. Now, keep in mind, I'm not an accountant, okay? All right, I'm a doctor. All right, I'm a radio host, trying to be a good one, okay? But keep in mind, I'm not an accountant. Anything I tell you, please review with an accountant, but there's a couple changes that's going to happen within the next year I want to keep you posted on, and some things I want you to think about when you're trying to accrue all your receipts, all right? And you will notice that the moral of this story is to keep every receipt, because you'd be surprised what gets counted. Okay, now usually most people cannot deduct medical expenses unless it exceeds 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So depending on what you make, if you spent more than 7.5% that year on medical expenses, then you could start deducting, okay? Now, next year they're going to change this number to 10%. All right. They said for years beginning after December 31st, 2012, you may deduct only the amount by which your total medical expenses exceeded 10% of your adjusted gross income. Now, I'm getting this from the IRS website. Now, should we just all read the IRS website and not make you listen to me go through this? I don't know. It's a small font. Okay. I found a couple other sites that kind of help break it down a little easier. So, all right, depending on, now, of course, you're like, okay, well, oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's say I make X amount of money, and then I need to come up with a few thousand dollars before I could even, all right, well, how do I even come up with, let's say your magic number is $5,000, let's say. All right, well, what they're saying is you are allowed to deduct, actually, a lot of things. Okay, first of all, your doctor visits. Okay, any of your co-pays, any of your co-insurances, you are allowed to deduct. Now, you keep all your receipts, right? When you go to the doctor, you get a receipt. Keep them, all right? Let's say you had to pay a deductible. Let's say you have a $5,000 a year deductible on your insurance plan, all right? Well, if $5,000 is your magic number and you met your deductible because you had your gallbladder taken out, anything on top of that is cream, okay? Dental visits count. A lot of people forget to add the dentist. Eye exams count. Lab fees. Don't forget, when your doctor orders lab fees, if they're using an outside lab, that counts. And if they use an inside lab and you only have the receipts for what you paid for your copay, ask them for what you paid for the lab. Now, not the total cost of the lab, only what you paid. Any surgeries, whether it's an in-office procedure, an out-of-office procedure, except cosmetic. Like we're going to be talking about in a little bit. Cosmetic surgery, if you want to get a lift or if you want to get a implants or some liposuction, probably won't be covered. But if you were bit in the face, like the news anchor in Denver was by the dog, and need reconstructive cosmetic surgery, that counts. Of course, your hospital care, right? Your medications, your prescriptions. Every single receipt you get from the pharmacy, you keep. Think about it. If you're spending a couple hundred dollars a month on your prescriptions, you see how that's going to add up? Your prescriptions, your birth control pills, insulin. Now, this is interesting. They say over-the-counter drugs that your doctor has prescribed to you, not the ones you bought without a prescription. Like, you know, you want to get some Tylenol or Aleve or something over-the-counter, won't count. But if your doctor prescribes you an over-the-counter medicine, writes on a prescription, you need to take X, Y, and Z, and you purchase it, that could be deductible. So if your doctor says, I use the example, you know, my doctor a couple weeks ago said, Dahlia, go get Preparation H for your hemorrhoids. That's not going to count. She needs to write it down on a prescription. I go to the pharmacy saying, look, I need to get this. He says, why are you coming to me for your hemorrhoid cream? Go to aisle 5. I go to aisle 5 and buy it. Because I have that prescription, you staple the receipt to it. It's your count. All right? Again, double check this with your accountant, but it's a big difference. I mean, you know how many of your doctors tell you, go get a leave? You hurt your knee. You're waiting for your arthroscopic surgery to get approved. Doctor says, go take Motrin. You may want to say, can you prescribe it? Because if it's a prescription, it could then count. All right, your vitamins and supplements, you know, the gummy bites, your Flintstones, St. John's wort may not count, okay? If you go to Canada or Mexico to get your drugs, nah, can't count, doesn't count, okay? Now, this is what many of you are forgetting to do that you could actually use as a deduction. The distance that you are traveling to and from the doctor's office or the hospital, all right? From what I understand last year, I don't know if I have this year's figures, last year it was 16.5 cents per mile driven. So if you're going 10 miles, okay, right, that's $1.65 there, $1.65 back. Now, I'd like to know if this also extends to your trip to the pharmacy. I'm not too sure. But if you're going back and forth to the hospital, going back and forth to the doctor, now let's say you're like, oh, dang, Dahlia, all year long, I didn't calculate it. Well, that's easy. That's easy. What you do is, A, you could do the drive and look on your speedometer. B, you could probably Google Map it or MapQuest it. And you have documentation of every time you went to the doctor, right? Every time you went to the doctor, you have that. And if you threw it out, ask your doctor to print up. Patients ask us this all the time. Ask them to print up the numbers of times you had gone to your doctor. And then don't forget to and from. So if you saw the doctor 10 times and it was 10 miles each way, right? 10 miles each way is 20 miles times 10, 200 times 16 cents. You do the math, okay? All right. Parking. If you have to pay for parking, you know, I know when I worked at UCLA, when I trained at UCLA, patients had to park and get validated. If you didn't get validated, you had to pay for parking. Tolls. You have to pay the toll. Now, I know Easy Pass that you have back east. I don't know. Talk to your accountant if you have one of those Easy Passes where you pay per year. If there's a way for you to calculate a percentage off that, if you have to go into Jersey or whatever for your doctor, okay? Airfare, bus fare, cab fare. Let's say you need to go to UCLA or you need to go to Mayo Clinic for your treatment. You could deduct up to $50 a night of your hotel. Now, again, I am looking right now. A lot of this data was for last year's taxes. In case any of this changed, maybe it's a little bit more. But just keep in mind, you could possibly deduct for your hotel room. Okay? Yeah. Now, and you see how they do up to $50 per night. So if you decide to do Ritz-Carlton, they're still just paying $50. They're not going to pay for the whole thing. I don't know if they cover gas. That I don't know. But you'd wonder, they're going to cover the hotel room. They cover your miles. Will they cover gas? I don't know. Maybe that's why they're covering the miles, so they don't have to cover gas. Because some of you will get premium. Some of you use diesel. Our truck uses diesel. So I love my truckers. Anyway, oh, glasses, contact lenses. So get this, guys. Your saline solution and your enzymatic cleaner for your contact lenses can be deductible. Glasses, your LASIK surgery. If you had LASIK, RK, those are deductible. Right, I'm assuming your cataract surgery is deductible, too, because that's an eye treatment. Don't forget your dental, your cleanings, your treatments. The dentures and veneers, we're not sure, okay? If your dentures were to treat a certain condition, you know, you had to have a biopsy, you need it, or you can't eat, etc., that may be. Alternative treatments like acupuncture, chiropractic, therapy, those could be covered. I don't know about massage. Again, it depends if a doctor prescribes it. Psychoanalysis, psychologist, psychiatric care. They even say Christian Science practitioners count. All right? So just keep everything. If you do taxes by yourself, just make sure you keep all the receipts. You document what the doctor, even have a doctor's note. All right? Just in case you get audited so you're protected. Okay? When we come back from break, we're going on break. I want to talk about medical equipment. I want to talk about your premiums. I want to talk about even pregnancy tests, right? If you want a vasectomy, it gets covered. And we're going to talk about what doesn't get covered. Don't go away. We're coming back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code Radio K. That's Radio K. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109. 800-999-2109. Call them now. Farmfreshflowers.com, code Radio K.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This just in, it looks like three ICE workers, ICE officers, have been wounded. Two immigration officers were killed, one wounded at a federal office building in Long Beach, possibly shot by another agent. They say one of the agents is believed to be the suspected gunman, but suspect's condition is unknown. So he was the one shot in the torso who's wounded. Two officers were pronounced dead at the scene. The one wounded sent to a nearby hospital. Again, this just in, as we get any new information, I will let you know. Oh, that's crazy stuff. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to the your tax deductions, okay? Now, we talked about, we reviewed a lot of things. Now, for those who just joined in the Dr. Dahlia show, there's a lot of things that I think we forget to deduct. Our co-pays, our co-insurances, our deductibles, our dental visits, our the driving time, the miles, not so much the driving time, but the miles of which you drive, travel, and alternative treatments like getting chiropractic therapy, acupuncture therapy could count. Now, a lot of you forget that your medical equipment can be tax deductible. Like those little sugar monitors, those little AccuCheck sugar monitors, those count. Oxygen counts. Wheelchairs, crutches, all of these count. I'm not sure if slings and ACE bandages count. It's a thought. Ask your accountant. Artificial limbs, of course, prosthetics, guide dog or other service animal to maintain. If he is your guide dog or girl dog, it could be a girl dog. You know, that's a guide dog. Girl dogs do well, too. Okay. Yeah. Don't want to stereotype the guide dog. But if your guide dog needs to be maintained, needs to be fed, needs to be groomed, needs to be trained, needs to be purchased, it's tax deductible. Okay. Now, the premiums. Your premiums are deductible depending, I mean, if your employer pays your premiums, no. If part of your premiums are taken out pre-tax, then no. Because if it was post-tax, then you paid, but if it was pre-tax, you got to pay less on your income. So most of those premiums won't. But if you're self-employed, 100% of your premiums are tax deductible. So those would include, you know, your premiums for hospital, your premiums for, let's say COBRA, you know, that would be covered, dental coverage, prescription coverage. So again, if you're self-employed, it could be about 100% covered. Again, double check based on how your premiums are taken out if you're an employee. They say you can't include life insurance policies, those disability policies where if you lose a limb or lost earnings may not be covered, supplemental insurance like Medigap. But again, double check just in case, again, anything changes. Pregnancy kits are covered, right? For those of you trying to conceive, in vitro is covered. Birth control pills are covered. Vasectomies are covered. Getting your tubes tied, tubal ligation is covered. Let's say you got a vasectomy. Now your lady wants to get pregnant. A reversal is covered. Amazing. Abortions are tax deductible. Midwife for delivery, if you use a midwife, could be tax deductible as well. Now keep in mind, you just did all these deductions for yourself. You added all this up. All right. Remember, if you have dependents, adult child, elderly parent, I mean, it depends on who's claimed as your dependent. Remember that gentleman, his 42-year-old girlfriend is his dependent? He gets to write this off on her. All right? Okay, so now things you cannot deduct. They say you cannot deduct your health savings account, your flexible savings account. Again, the contributions are pre-tax. So if the contributions for your FSAs are pre-tax, no, you can't then deduct it. You're double dipping then. HSAs, I guess, are deducted separately. Again, I don't have the form in front of me. For those of you that do your taxes by yourself, again, I'm not an accountant, so please don't sit there with your form and ask me questions, okay? I see some emails coming through. You could always email me at drdahlia.com, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know how to answer. All right, what about Form 205C, please? Okay, don't ask me that. As a reminder, your vitamins and your supplements won't be deducted unless prescription. You have a prescription, okay? Insulin, of course, don't forget, you could deduct that. But aspirin, cold medication, Midol, Lord knows I spend hundreds of dollars on that per year. Can't count. Your everyday personal use items, unless used for an illness. So your deodorant, your toothpaste, your toothbrush, conditioner, you can't use. Tampons. You know, tampons are iffy. If you're suffering from menorrhagia, you'd think that would be, you know, but then somebody could argue toilet paper should be tax deductible. Can you imagine if we could, can you imagine if you could deduct toilet paper? I mean, my family, we would probably receive a $50,000 check right? I mean, we would probably be in the negative in terms of, I mean, wow. Yeah, and you could say, but it's for a medical necessity, diarrhea. I don't know. Okay. Deciding to do the gym, you know, New Year's resolution, I'm going to join the gym, doesn't count. However, if you have a weight loss program prescribed by a doctor and it does include you having therapy by a gym or possibly buying Jenny Craig food, Weight Watchers, etc., Nutrisystem, that may be tax deductible. You know, if you want to write off a vacation because you're stressed, no, won't count. But remember, if your doctor that you're seeing is in Los Angeles, etc., and you're going to see the doctor, you may be able to write off, again, up to $50 per hotel room night for that. Again, we talked about cosmetic surgery. If it's to repair a deformity, if it's to repair something from an accident or a condition that has caused scarring, it's probably tax deductible. For those of you saying, well, Dahlia, you know, my back hurts, you know, because of my breasts, I need a reduction. Again, you could get audited. I don't know. I don't like pushing it. I don't like gray area. I just, you know, I mean, we have all our receipts, you know, it just, I wouldn't mess with it if you didn't have to. But if you have a doctor saying, look, we have an issue, you have scoliosis, you're a 14-year-old girl, already a double D, we're having a major issue here, you're walking funny, the orthopedic gets involved, you get doctor's notes, then if you do get audited, you have something to protect yourself with. Your teeth whitening won't work, hair transplants won't be covered, hair removal, you know, all the tweezing and waxing and laser hair removal I've done, couldn't write it off. Your babysitter's child care, and this was news to me, diaper service for a healthy child, diaper service. I didn't realize that exists. I mean, I changed my own kids' diapers. I didn't realize you could hire somebody. I mean, I probably couldn't afford to do it anyway, but wow. I mean, that would be a tough thing, you know, to be employed to do. But child care, now wait a second, there are supposed to be child care credits that you are supposed to be allotted. But if, again, it depends. You'll need to double check with that. Medical marijuana, many of you taking medical marijuana, you can't write it off. They say are other controlled substances. Now, even if medical marijuana, they say, is allowed in your state, keep in mind your taxes are federal, you know, so double check everything. Okay. Everything I told you right now, double check. All right. I know Rick Santorum, he does his own taxes and good for him. You know, I may have him do mine. I love a man that could do their own taxes. I think it's sexy. But, again, if you use an accountant, just double check these things. And like I said, the moral of the story is, you know, go to the IRS website and take a look and they will delineate things you could write off. And don't forget your travel. The travel is huge. Okay. We're going to be coming up on our next hour, on our final hour. I want to talk about the arsenic in food that they found. I also want to talk about, I really want to talk about the sugar daddy story. Can you believe that? Can you imagine not being able to afford college, right? And then there's a website where there are probably people there that would love to be your sugar daddy. I think it's sick. I think it's sick. I'm interested if there's something like that to get my mortgage paid. No. All right, guys. We got another hour coming up. If you could stay with us, great. If not, listen to us 24/7 on our website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.